So let's.
I think we're just going to get started, and I'm going to suffer through it. And if I can find a solution, I should have been trying to find a solution to it all week, and I could barely think all week.
It's like Costco.
For me,
here,
it doesn't.
You can set up the Wi-Fi hotspot.
Okay.
You know, I don't remember that. I have the password on my list, but I don't have it here. But just change the password to anything you want. I don't care.
See, I use my daughter's card.
Blue machine.
Oh, is it on right now? Yeah, it's already there.
There's the password. There we go.
I have to have my passport renewed, so that's another 150 by the time you get done with that.
At least.
Annoying.
Are you doing it here? So you're going to go?
That's where I want to be.
No, just to Winter World City.
I know, but yeah. That's still...
On average, or
yeah.
Have I been connected to this before?
Well, not.
You might have.
Yes, it is. I put in 500.
Well, it looks like I have internet.
Have you been watching that post?
Maybe.
Of course.
I love her. She's so good.
Now I know.
This is not looking promising.
Bicycle.
Yeah.
But the bottom line, I have never
felt that I was. So you got $1,000 extra?
I haven't either. Not at Maymo's.
No.
The other one, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I went in to have the tires checked at the other
one.
But
you didn't get
because I was going up north.
The
and they
got your own
show was walking around and everything.
No. Audio stream was working.
And I just knew something was wrong, so I went to the tire guy and he said, well, none of them are the same poundage. And none of them are what it says on the door.
I never have a bad. The other one.
No,
this thing will not.
It was great when their little machine worked.
Yeah. It doesn't work anymore. Go to the tire guy.
Which tire guy was good?
I like the one. You know where Iceberg? Okay,
yeah.
In there.
That was what the deal was.
I've got to go in town again anyway. I got new tires and got my brakes done. I just want to check the brakes before I leave. And
they did
some kind
because,
of warranty.
Because the government made the employers take the money out. They took the money out. Every month,
tires plus
$1,000.
Isn't that exciting?
At least they have coffee in the waiting room.
No, do they?
Yes.
And
I'm going to go see if I can get a haircut. Have fun with that. If it doesn't work, just
our excitement right. Never ends.
I know.
Well, I mean, there's a little confusion.
I could walk to Burger King right next door.
Well, is that bad?
Yeah.
Mosquito. Get something to eat. Play a couple of games.
Right. I'm not paying anymore.
Pay through the nose. Gringa.
You're rich.
Oh, hey, your camera's down.
And you know nothing about
cars. Baloney.
Well, let me put it this way. At the end of the year,
it's on here.
I don't make save any money.
It is.
I have more.
Oh, wait, I got it. Okay. Well.
You know what? Thank you for saying that because I'm going to plug in the battery.
I know we're not going
to
say
just for the heck
of it. Cool.
As far as.
If I have.
Where's Maggie?
Where is Maggie?
Where is Maggie? Does it give a range?
I also haven't seen Gary the last couple of meetings. Is he already headed back to Canada?
Yeah, he went back to Canada.
He promised them and they
he's probably there already.
His cats are missing him too.
It was
I
like,
bet.
It was
it's
like
a shame
when
he's not a gambling person, but that's the only way
it
I can
like
take
it. It was like when Bush gave us the money back.
Can you imagine?
I was going to say, yeah, he has claimed them for his own while he's here, but they run free in the...
And he makes sure they get fed.
There's one in
Mexico,
Loma del Mar,
City
too.
News, Daily
they,
News.
Yes, they left food for her.
Yellow press paper. But anyways,
I tried to introduce
well, it is.
My dog's son to her.
Said,
her name is
Leona.
And I thought,
one
oh,
of the
gosh,
Texas
that would be
ports
perfect.
Of entry.
You
yeah.
know, if she
the truck
would,
line, I was over 15,000 trucks trying to get into the U.S.
Yeah.
And the reason why is
what?
Because they reassigned, well, part of it is because they reassigned so many agents.
It's sort of working. That's good enough.
So that's your own.
Well, my friend
yeah, we're on.
Yeah.
She had to go
we're on. Richard, I'm not using this, so you might as well hang on to it.
They had like
visionary.
Sure, sure. Thank you, Richard.
She left Sunday morning, Josie, and they had the Mariposa closed, and you had to go through Nogales.
I had, let's see.
Wait, why did they have it closed?
Yeah, I don't know. She said she got up there.
They reassigned the agents.
No.
Well, they have.
Seven people left Loma Del Mar, and they all got through within between 18 and 45 minutes.
Well, last week when I went up, I got through in 10 minutes.
Easter
but I've been 20 minutes in between the trucks down at the custom, the Mexican custom. You know, where you have to go through the...
I was thinking I'm going to go up and get off on that to downtown and then cut across to Mariposa.
Yeah.
That's the old truck route.
And then the police...
And that's the one you recommend?
I haven't been down that it's... Colosio is the road. Okay, so I get off here.
And then once I go to the U.S. border...
Onto Colosio.
I was 10 minutes.
There's a double turn.
There was only four lanes open.
Anyway... Is that the first light or the second 14
year? Oh, it's about the third.
The third light. Okay.
They have reassigned a lot of the agents to guard
I go on
the
down about a mile further.
So they say. So they say.
I just turned
but anyway, Josie said she left at 6 o'clock.
And it takes you a cup.
She got up there and they had you detour and you had to go through downtown. They must have had more.
You don't have a sentry pass.
I don't know. She has friends go up on Sunday who had no problem.
Did they go on Mariposa or did they go to...
Did they go Mariposa?
Yes, they all went Mariposa.
Okay, well, they had it. She said they had it closed when they... When she got up there,
everybody I know left between 6 and 8.
She left at 6 o'clock. I got her email. She said the Mariposa was closed and they detoured them off to Nogales.
Rebecca went through at, let's see, 11, a quarter to 11.
What? That means that.
Minutes.
That means that her friend's lying because it should have worked.
No, it means that she must have been behind Rebecca.
She probably was, but she said they had Mariposa. But they had Mariposa.
They did that to me last year too. And I pull into the border checkpoint and I said, "What? Why is Mariposa?"
Well, it only took me 10 minutes to go through the border last week. That's before. That's after I got caught in the bus, but.
Last time I went up was about 2 months ago,
and
it was only 2 months.
I'll just follow
everyone. Yeah. Please, God, give me the gas. Oh, the gas?
You know,
yeah, I want the bathroom.
Situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys ready to start talking tech? Should we get started? I'm looking at my image realizing I didn't put my hat on this morning. That's where all the shine is coming on the camera. That's right. That's right. Actually, some days I get home and I've got a line right here. Attention, attention, attention. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. We've got 3 more meetings after this. And the meetings keep getting smaller because we're all going to be leaving this heat at some point. I will, of course. I'll be gone. The 14th will be our last meeting with me.
No, now they're doing it with the Greek, see?
This is sushi.
Sushi, well.
This is sushi tech.
All right.
High tech.
Well, actually, I am hoping you guys have brought some of your own topics and questions because I've come a little weak. I did want to mention there's some interesting speculation going on right now after the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. Something you folks are probably not aware of that I'm very aware of is that there is a game that's fairly popular called Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
And this game is an amazing game for historical references. And you play a character, and I've played through a number of these games. You play a character that is running through Notre Dame and other significant places in history. And their developers have spent a lot of time trying to get it as accurate as possible. And so they have actually gone into the cathedral, and they have laser scanned the cathedral. There's speculation. Nobody's saying this is official yet, but they have these amazing details of what the cathedral was before the fire.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
There's a very good chance that this video game group is going to be asked to provide a lot of this data for helping in the reconstruction of the cathedral.
And I read that a guy had done
an artist. Yeah, had done the same process. And his they were actually saying, is accurate up to like 5 millimeters.
Wow. Yes.
And
I understand they have restored it 3 times, though. And so they have very, very detailed records.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's been restored more than you think.
Yeah, it sounds like they probably should invest in a sprinkler system. Right?
I also read that they got a mislocation of where the fire was, and that's part of the problem.
Oh, what's that mean?
That their alarm system identified the fire as being somewhere other than where it was.
Oh. Within the cathedral?
It
really?
It took them 30 minutes, I understand. It had come back twice. And by the time the fire trucks got there, it was
And did they come up with how it started?
Electrical.
Was it electrical?
For the people.
Computer glitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently what's happening right now is because of all this, there is a number of these game reviews going up on Steam. Steam is a game platform, streams video games, you pay a monthly fee. For this Assassin's this Assassin's Creed game is getting these wonderful, verbose reviews on this gaming platform. And real gamers are looking at going, no, that was never a great game. But what's happening is people are paying to go play this game just so they can go visit the cathedral and see all its detail. And they're so impressed by the detail that they're just building up this game in reviews. It's a cultural phenomenon that's happening right now, a tech cultural phenomenon that's happening right now because of this.
Plus the money's pouring in.
So when I look up Assassin's Creed on the App Store...
Not available.
It is, but it's not just Assassin's Creed. It's Identity, Rebellion, Guns.
Oh, there's a whole slew of games. Hmm. But the game, I don't think you're going to find the same style game on the mobile platform. I've never played it on the mobile platform.
Oh, okay.
It is an Xbox game. It's a PlayStation game. I mean, it's a hardcore gamer's platform. But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. I mean, it's a notch in history, something that's never actually happened before. A lot of kudos being given to game developers for.
I had heard that it was X-rayed in detail, but I didn't know it was from that source.
Yeah. Well,
not X-rayed, but.
Yeah, laser scanned is what I heard. Yeah.
Are there other sites that they have laser scanned for this game?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, this is the way that they've produced this, and it's a beautiful game. The particular game that this one was made for came out in 2014, and it was launched with the new Xbox platform, and it suffered really bad reviews for their gameplay. They had a number of games that came out with the older platform that was considered a better gaming experience. And so this game got compared to the previous versions of this game, and they said they haven't done anything. They had very mixed reviews.
You lost the internet.
No. Did I? No?
No.
No, I've got internet.
Okay. I do too.
Yeah. But
he just lost it.
Well, it's him.
Who's him?
Irving.
The troublemaker.
All right.
Are we on Tequila's bar or restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, we should
bar.
Be.
Bar.
Should be working. But I've played a number of these games under the old Xbox platform, and they are beautiful games. You're running through courtyards and buildings, and as you approach a building, it'll have an informational window, and it'll talk about the history of where this building came from. When you enter a palace, you learn who had the palace built, who in the game. Maybe you're in the 1700s, and it'll talk about who's in power at the moment. And they integrate all that into the game.
That's fabulous. Yeah. I love history, so I would love that.
Yeah, no, it's a fun game. And then the story behind it is really this interesting perspective. You're actually, you play a character that that shares a genetic lineage, a DNA lineage, with characters in history. And you're using a technology that shoots you back to play in their place. So you get put in their body, and you're playing their character during that period of time in history. And so there's this whole drama that's going on in the background, and you're going through all these historically relevant areas. It's very interesting. You ride horses, and you jump rooftops, and you do battle. And
Game of Thrones. Are you watching season 8?
Haven't started it yet.
Oh, well, there's only 6 episodes.
Only 6 episodes. I think what we'll probably do is just wait till they've all been released and then go back and binge them, yeah.
What's Game of Thrones?
It's a HBO. It's really good.
What's Game of Thrones? Did you see that where HBO put a demand against Trump for his tweet?
Yes. Copyright infringement or something.
That's great. I suspect they did that because they could, not because they really care, but just because they could. I can't imagine they're actually going to file a lawsuit against the president, but I think they wanted to make it clear. I think they wanted to make it clear they could.
Cool advertising, too.
Yeah. That's
true. I kind of like some of the politicians that get crazy pronouncements just so they can get in the news.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you mean the world coming to an end?
World coming to an end. Oh. Now, who had that pronouncement?
Well, I have a computer, and I think we're down to about 10.
Sure.
Really. Conrad our guys.
When you are trying to download certain things, and they have a bit.ly, bit.ly, I guess
a bit.ly link,
know. What happens when you can't get that and you get all kinds of garbly stuff?
I think you got to be really careful with the bit.ly links, those link shorteners, because you don't know actually where it's pointing you. And so some hacker could have taken something that was very legitimate and repurposed it. And because it's a bit.ly, you don't... There's no way for you to know until you followed through on the link.
Well, there's two links. I got both of them, but I had a problem on one. One of my... one is this Ghost HD, which is a movie site.
Okay. What's
really
the name of it?
Ghost 8. Ghost...
like Phantasma?
Silent Ghost...
Like,
no, Silent Ghost HD.
Silent Ghost, like a Phantasma?
Yeah.
Silent Ghost HD.
Okay, I didn't have any problem loading that on one of my... On my TV box, I have Chrome, and you can load stuff on there. Okay, so I didn't have any problem loading that on my TV.
Okay.
Or I also have this Cinema... HD.
That's actually a service as well?
Yeah.
Linda, you've always got such interesting links that I have not heard of before.
Well, somebody turned me on to them. And they're both really good. Anyway, I tried to load them on my TV in the bedroom. And I can't do it. And I'm wondering why.
You're not supposed to watch TV in your bedroom, that's why.
It's a bed for your health.
On the Chrome.
Some of us have option, okay?
Yeah.
Some of us don't like the...
My wife's the most too loud.
What's the password here?
Here it's tequilas.
Tequilas.
So are these websites? These are web pages?
They've got movies and TV shows.
What's it called again?
And the one, actually, the reason I asked is the one has Outlander.
Hmm.
And I know people have asked me about Outlander.
I thought it was boring.
Oh, I loved it.
Sorry, I'm not a romantic, I guess. I thought
You're
it
not
was.
A historian.
I thought it was really boring. I watched the first two episodes and I was done with it.
Silent Ghost HD.
What's the second one?
Anyway, I didn't have any problem loading it on my TV in the living room on Chrome. but my TV in the bedroom, I'm having issues loading it, and I don't know why.
So are you saying that you're bringing up on the Chrome browser?
On my my IPTV box.
And but it works in the living room on an IPTV box?
Box in the living room.
Are your boxes different?
No.
Wow.
Got to check sources, or are they?
That sounds like, I mean, if they're the same model.
Sources, I looked for the unknown sources, and I don't find anything in the end.
But if they're the same model and the same.
Actually, they're not. One is the Prime, and one is regular.
You might be looking at the distinguishing characteristics between the two different models.
That's what I'm wondering.
Because there might be a version of Flash that didn't get updated or didn't get installed.
One is DreamLink T2 Prime, and the other is DreamLink T2W.
And I would go to a web browser, bring up those sites you're talking about, and try and identify specifically the streaming technology it's using, whether it's Flash, whether it's HTML5, if it's... what is it, H.264 or some other protocol that it's using? Just so you've got that to compare between the two models. Because it sounds to me like one of them's not supporting or it's broken.
It could be a timing thing like I have going with Microsoft Outlook running as a POP server where it downloads messages to your PC under a VPN is always able to send... I mean, to receive. However, you can never configure it. You have to get rid of the VPN. And for sending, it'll work about one day out of five.
Yeah.
So you might have luck of the draw when you were testing, too. Of
on the one in the bedroom.
An intermittent thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's...
very much.
You know, that's always the case, is that if you have an intermittent bug, you wouldn't... But you would get different results in both locations, I'm sure. I mean, like sometimes it would work in the living room and it wouldn't, and sometimes it would work in the bedroom and it wouldn't. It's
yeah, coupled with what you're saying, the difference in TV.
Yeah.
Could it be the difference in the TV?
No.
It wouldn't be.
I don't think it would be. I mean, my goal when I'm trying to solve these problems is I always try and keep it as simple as possible.
Uh-huh.
And so I try and eliminate all the different variables and try and narrow it down to very specific things. I think in your case, the specific thing is your boxes are different. And they're supposed to be the same, but there's some distinguishing characteristic that's different between them.
Maybe it's putting the APK in.
The APK?
Yeah, because one of the cinema is an APK. And so you have
it's actually an app?
ES File Explorer.
You know one good suggestion. If you can run apps on your boxes, did you do a speed test from your box?
Maybe that's the problem in the bedroom. Maybe it's not fast enough.
Well, even still, it may be that box has got a problem. And a speed test might enlighten you to that. I mean, if you're getting like a third the speed in the bedroom than you are, it may be that if you wait long enough, something will start to pop. But it might be there's errors.
From the bedroom to the router.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I ran a cord. I had a hole drilled through the wall, and we ran the cord all the way into the office. But I'm wondering if that's.
It also seems like I have seen an app before that does things like it gives you the capacities, the capabilities of the box you're on.
Well, like,
specifically as far as...
Be the BlueStacks?
I'm not sure. But I've seen an app before. It seems like I've used it before because I was trying to solve a Netflix problem. Because Netflix has this weird thing where it will downgrade the quality of the video you're receiving based on the hardware you're using. Your hardware has to be registered with them. And I'm sorry, I'm just pulling it out of the back of my brain. I'm having trouble remembering. But I remember there was an app that would tell me the quality of video that was allowed through that particular device. And it wasn't an app that was device dependent. It was like an Android app that you could install, and it would tell you the capabilities of your box. And then I was using that information to compare it to the capabilities of Netflix. But I'm sorry this is very vague. I don't have a good suggestion at the moment.
Well, you know, the other problem with a lot of this stuff now is it's made for Androids.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to try and put it on your laptop, I was trying to load some of this on my laptop so that when I go away I can, again, hook the laptop into the TV so you can watch this stuff, because otherwise some of it you can't watch.
I would start one at a time from power off, deactivate everything on both boxes, and keep doing it to both boxes one thing at a time to figure out which one it is.
I think that sounds like a great
idea.
You know, Linda, another suggestion I would make to make sure it's not an infrastructure, not a TV problem, I'd swap the boxes.
Swap the boxes, come in the living room and try to hook up the box that I can't do.
Right, and you immediately eliminate, it's not a TV problem, it's not an infrastructure problem, it's not a speed problem if you have
the
exact
same... box.
Yeah, so you're narrowing it down to the box.
The box with the Chrome.
Yeah.
And then it's the software on the box.
Yeah, and I would take Dave's suggestion, I would go one by one on both boxes. Watching as one's working and the other one isn't. And if you've got a customer support guy for those boxes, you might explain exactly what's going on to them. They might come right back and go, that box is not going to be able to do that kind of video stream.
Scott.
Yeah. What?
None of these boxes have any support on them. They don't even have warranties on them.
Well, I know you spend your time in discussion forums with people that are using
yes,
the same kind of technology.
Yes, I do.
And that's what I mean by customer support.
somebody just, now get this. A customer, he just blew the box. Now, I knew that he was fooling with the box from the day he got it. So he blew the box. Okay.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a lot of money, so somebody's helping him out. So I ordered him another box.
All right.
Okay? So they owe me the money for the new box. And I told him to bring me the old box to see if I can fix it, because I know a way to redo the box and stuff. I know a few things. Okay?
Okay.
So she just asked me, and I said, there is no warranty on the boxes, especially if you buy them from Amazon. If you buy them from Amazon and you buy them from eBay, if you buy them directly from the Dreamlink, they give you a 1-year warranty. But if you buy them from eBay and from Amazon, you get no warranty. So, I have no idea why they're not giving a warranty, but they're not. And they say right on there, right on the Amazon, that there's no warranties. So, I don't know why people want to buy from them. And I keep telling people down here, don't buy from them. Buy right off of the Dreamlink, because also they don't charge you any freight and any tax. If you buy them from eBay, from Amazon, you have to pay sales tax on them. Well, 8-9% of sales tax on $100 boxes. Add another $10 into it. So.
But you got a warranty?
No, you got a warranty from the manufacturer, but not off of eBay, not off of Amazon.
You have to buy it right from Dreamlink. You $10.
You have to buy it right off of the Dreamlink website.
A lot of things are that way.
Yeah.
Where you buy it determines the warranty.
Yeah.
One of the big
Isn't
ones down here is pool pumps.
Pool pumps.
Yeah, if you buy it off the internet, no warranty. If you buy it through somebody who installs it, 3 years.
Well, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah, particularly with the variable speed ones, which can be prone to electronic failures and expensive.
But, like, even the manufacturer won't give you any kind of...
Not if you bought it off eBay.
Yeah, well...
But you buy it from, like, Nick, who's one of the pool guys, and let him install it. Okay.
And
3 years.
I love it.
Some of that maybe we're really getting started. The Dreamlink?
Yeah.
It's like an intermediate.
It's something.
Where
Amazon goes HD.
Cinema HD.
itself.
There's a couple different
so
though.
They may get the initial warranty, but when it's passed on, it's void.
Interesting. Interesting. I tend to buy most everything off of Amazon because I've had the best luck sending stuff back when things have had problems. Yeah.
I had an interesting thing happen this week. You know, I dumped DirecTV. I thought it was an issue some time back. And I'm heading to Alaska, so I called them up to see if I can get a 3.5 month thing, and they told me no.
Yeah,
you have
it.
To have a minimum 2-year contract. So I
really?
Said to them, "Oh no, wait, here's the good news." So I said to them, "Well, can I take my receivers with me? I travel to Arizona and Mexico, and can I use them there?"
Yeah.
They said yes.
Yeah.
And did you write that name down and get their call sign and all that
well,
stuff?
Well, they have to keep a record of it. I actually did write the name, whether I'll have it in the future. But I asked two people, and they both said that's
fine.
Wow,
Mexico is okay.
So that's four names, and I've never had a problem with
the maybe
in Mexico. Maybe
me too. Okay,
and I told them I had my receiver in Mexico.
Yeah, you made it clear you were in old Mexico.
Yeah, because they don't understand a lot of things.
I'm amazed at how many times I tell somebody that I live in Mexico, and they just go forward, assuming I'm talking about New Mexico. And like, no, old Mexico.
That's happened to me.
Yeah.
Real Mexico. But I corrected that.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't need to do that stuff.
Did they assume it's for an RV?
That's the one I'm most familiar with.
I didn't tell them it's
Oh, you didn't say, though. How did you travel?
Sneaky man.
Right. Well, listen, I don't go into the police station and say, if they grabbed me, I might have made a mistake. If they catch me, they got to do it on their own.
Lying by omission.
Tell them how I traveled.
Well, it's a kind of a white lie, but I asked
Not
the right
really.
Question. Yeah. I asked the right question, because otherwise I wouldn't have subscribed.
Right. Wow.
I had an interesting experience now with DirecTV.
Okay.
I have two boxes here. One is an HD and one is the older one.
Okay. With HD and an older one and DirecTV.
In the last few days, in DirecTV, on the old box, when I go to a bunch of different channels, there's no description of what the hell is on there.
On the older box.
But if you click on the channel,
I have
the
same
thing comes up.
Yeah, I have the same
but
thing.
You don't know what it is. So,
like
so I have to go to the HD receiver because it's still
Oh, that's funny. So
well,
you're having like an old analog cable experience.
Well, mine
I can't
just
understand what's happening.
Have you tried rebooting the box?
No, maybe I should do that.
I would pull the power on it. And
step one for everything.
Yep. Pull the power on it, let it sit 10 seconds, plug it back in.
Okay.
And then expect that guide to take forever to propagate,
if
but
it
should.
Does.
See,
if
that's
ever.
The whole thing.
No, they might be cutting the analogs off.
No, they aren't. I mean, I have on my guide on DirecTV the old box that I keep getting a message saying, you must upgrade your equipment. Well, I don't have
you
to
must.
Do anything. But anyway, so like some of the channels I get are grayed out.
Yeah.
Mine are
really?
Yeah. They're still
on the guide, they're grayed out.
Yeah. They're grayed out,
but
they're there.
So you're able to watch them, but they're grayed out?
Oh, and if I click on it, they're there. But if it's grayed out.
Yeah. And my box isn't that old. Mine's only about 4 years old as opposed to.
Mine's probably four or five years old.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I
had
from somebody
like 12
in,
years.
Who did I
you
buy
might
mine
be making
from.
The changes now.
Who did I buy
you
mine from in Tucson?
For that too?
Oh, channel. Channel,
fine.
What's it got? On Wetmore.
Well,
have you gone to it?
Another information about this network.
Becky,
now.
I didn't know you. I had to buy it.
There's all the new subscriptions. They're using copy of the Genie system. You're getting a primary box,
okay,
and then a satellite box. So you don't.
Yeah.
But it will.
Oh right, yeah, like a base station and extended.
But
yeah.
If you record, it will record on all your devices at once.
Because I asked you.
Oh well.
TV.
Yeah, I'm not the expert at DirecTV, but I think what you're saying is that regardless of which one in the house you're using, it's all recording to that one
master. And so
Stitch master.
Network is doing the same technology now.
Okay.
They're no longer sending you individual, like these old boxes. There's one main box, and everyone's a satellite.
Yeah. Hey, you know, in terms of TV and streaming services, I have started working on a document we had talked about last week. I started listing out all the different streaming services that are available.
Oh, really?
And it's crazy. There's no chance I'm going to be done with this list anytime soon. I'm already up to 18 different services.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right? At different pricings, at different offerings. And so what I've done is I created a Google spreadsheet that I'm gonna make available that people can come and take a look at. And I'd appreciate it when you guys look at it. If you see something missing, you let me know. If you've got information about something that I've got wrong, let me know, and I'll just keep updating the spreadsheet. I may make the spreadsheet editable for all, so you guys can just go ahead and stick that information in. Dave doesn't like that idea.
Well, it causes too many errors from somebody who thinks they discovered something and it's wrong, and then trying to maintain it becomes...
Well, you know, the beauty of using Google Docs for spreadsheets is the entire history since the beginning of that document is there. So any of those things can be corrected if somebody were to... But it's kind of like...
But somebody has to go through and check it and find, oh, that got changed.
Yeah, correct, yeah. So. But I'll be posting that shortly on our website and letting you guys know that it's there, so you can come take a look at it. And if you've got more information, let me know.
Which is coming to it?
Yeah, I've put it on the list. It's going to be out November 12th. It's going to be $6.99 a month.
Yeah, that's great. But,
you know. Yeah, but we don't know anything about it.
We'll go to $12 or something.
Yeah. Is this all live stream? You know, or network stream or?
Oh, well, that's the thing, is that, like, some of the things that I've got in... How come I'm having trouble bringing... I don't want to bring it up here. I want to bring it up in Google Docs. Why am I not able to bring it up right this moment? Some of the categories that I've got are live TV, on-demand, available in Mexico. And so I'm hoping that we'll all be looking at this... And adding comments to it so that we have, because there's too many for me to have experience with all of these, but I think people have had experience with these and they can contribute to that information. Here we go. Yeah, whether it's available, the pricing, whether it's ad supported or not, whether it supports on demand. On demand being like it's there in front of you, you click on it and start watching, or click the next one and start watching.
Can you include like Netflix, the Mexico version and the U.S. version?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've got Netflix at the moment just on the in the table.
But, you know, because there are different options based on what country you're getting from.
Right. I mean, I think that would be a side note. I don't think that would affect. Like in the table, it's like, yeah, it's available in Mexico with an asterisk. It's a different category, a catalog.
So I have a question. So should I subscribe to Netflix here because it's cheaper, because then it will work in the States?
I think that's a great question. I think that probably does work, but I don't have any experience knowing whether it works or not.
Does anybody? Linda? Do you know if Netflix, if I subscribe to Mexican Netflix here, does it work in the States?
Yes.
Yes.
When you go across.
So why wouldn't you just buy your Netflix here?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have it because I don't have it.
I bought my Netflix in the States.
That's what I do, too.
Really? And then when I came down here
and there.
It works here and there.
Yeah.
But the Netflix in Mexico is actually cheaper than the Netflix in the States.
It's like, but I don't know if it works both, because like the Prime,
right.
You cannot use Prime in the States and use it down here. You have to buy separate.
Right.
Well,
Amazon Prime.
But it is a different animal.
But it's different with a, if you add a VPN to it, can you buy Netflix Mexico, use it with your normal router, and then
tell them you're in Mexico?
Netflix US
I do.
Through your VPN router.
Yeah.
I piggyback off my son's Netflix, and he lives in Mexico. And I put Smart DNS in there, and I get the U.S. feed.
Hmm.
Wait a second. Your son
is in Monterrey, Mexico.
But has he purchased Netflix in Mexico?
Yes.
So Ed's saying it works.
But you're using a VPN to make it work.
Smart
VPN. No, to go to the United States. I mean, he is absolutely creating the situation that you're curious about.
Okay, but without a VPN.
Well, Smart DNS isn't a VPN.
No, but I don't want to have to do any of that stuff.
You wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
Hold on. What is important about what Ed just said is that his son bought a Mexican Netflix account, and he's able to use it as though he's in the United States.
But does he get the U.S. version? Or the
yes,
Mexican
I do.
Version?
Well,
yes,
that's a different issue.
That's
a different issue. But the point is that Smart DNS is allowing him to test what you're curious about.
Okay.
Is whether a Mexican Netflix account has access to U.S. programming in the United States. And Ed's just verified that's true.
They're not that much different.
Well, why are they different?
The market. The market cannot bear American price for Netflix in Mexico. Mexicans will only pay a Mexican price for Netflix.
Right. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Prime, I think.
Yeah. Exactly the same thing with Prime.
But
same
Prime,
thing with Costco.
But Prime, you have to have an account.
Are you saying items at Costco are cheaper here?
No, I'm saying membership at Costco is cheaper here.
Yeah. Same thing with Sam's Club.
Yeah.
But it should be because you can't get all the same stuff.
Yeah. No, but my card is good in the States. Yeah. So
and that's the point. My Sam's Club card is good in the States.
You can't use your Sam's Club online in the States.
Oh,
because
no.
We tried to buy something.
You can't use
my Costco.
The same thing in Costco because the numbers are different.
Right.
So you're saying you can't do an online Costco purchase in the United States using your Mexican Costco.
You can, but you pay the full price and then you have to call them. And they will discount it down to be a member.
Yeah.
Because their system doesn't recognize my Mexican Costco membership.
Oh, that's really interesting.
But if you call them, they say, oh, yes, we see that you're a member. Our system just doesn't see that, so we'll take the non-member pricing off and give you.
Is that
the gas
ordering
purchases
online?
Are also in that same category?
That's not store purchases.
Because I know because...
But if you go
Canada,
in the store,
uses a Visa card,
you can hand them the
card. The U.S. uses a MasterCard.
I buy Costco
what?
Gas.
What? Say that again.
I know Costco gas.
Yeah.
Visa.
One of the countries, Canada uses a different credit card than the U.S., a Visa or MasterCard. So they won't accept it.
The U.S. Costco takes Visa.
Yeah. So Canada uses the opposite.
The U.S. Sam's Club uses MasterCard.
Interesting.
Is there any Sam's Club gas down here?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
Costco gas either.
No.
Did gas price go down? It was supposed to go down yesterday?
Hey, I got a question about, this isn't actually computer stuff, but I got a question about that, because I read a number of articles about the gas price going down, and every one of them quoted a price more expensive than we were paying here in town. So what's that all about? I don't get that.
And up at the border, it's only 16.
Right, but
at that gas station that's right across from...
It has to be.
It's only 16... I think I paid 16
it has to compete with the other side of the border, and that's the only place where that happens. Yeah.
You're talking about the one that's just past Click 21 on the right.
Yeah,
That's cheaper.
Yeah.
Well,
we stopped there to use the restroom.
Got more water.
Wait, it's not cheaper than the U.S. side. It's cheaper than all of Sonora.
Yeah, correct.
Right, but if you still had a couple more gallons in your tank, it's cheaper to go across and get it in the United States.
But it can't depend on the weight at the border.
Right.
That's true.
It's 2 gallons going to get me. And the VIPs at Santa Ana wasn't that high either.
Really?
Since I'm
okay, I'm glad to get it.
And you can get the decent
right.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that. That's interesting.
That's scary.
U.S. gas is up considerably.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yes.
I haven't been paying any attention.
Oh, yeah. It's up to
260-something in Tucson.
On the way out.
I expect $4.60.
Gotcha. Those little tiny straws.
Well, nobody understands why there were, like, these articles about the gas price dropping down to 20.63 pesos a liter.
I think it couldn't
because
have been here.
In Mexico City, it might be a little higher. I believe that's the. I noticed that also. In certain parts of the country, right. It's higher.
Have you noticed, and I haven't noticed this week, I haven't looked this week, but have you noticed that San Carlos has the cheapest gas in Guaymas?
But I heard that 1999, they didn't have any gas when somebody went there to fill up.
Okay, every time I've gone there, there's been gas.
Well, a neighbor went to fill up and they didn't have it, so
which
they had to
station
go.
Is that?
Maybe that was during Semana Santa. The Pemex station here charges $19.99 a gallon, or a liter. I'm sorry, a liter.
I thought it was not 20 something.
That's
in Guaymas, it's $20.39.
Right. That Pemex has a different size liter.
You're right.
That's a guarantee.
That's a Pemex leader.
Arco.
Pemex runs a very honest station.
Yes, he does.
Mm. Yeah, right.
I noticed one thing. Mm-hmm. My car runs better on Arco gas than it does Pemex gas.
Does it?
It's better gas. Yeah. Yeah. Where they got all the insurance
people. I don't ever go to the one across.
Yeah, yeah. That's where we go.
I don't like that.
I've never noticed the difference.
Yeah?
No, a nerd.
He owns that entire company.
But I'm not a mechanic.
He's up to 11 stations now, I believe, counting Guaymas.
Mamos family, the Avidis,
yes.
Had the first gas station in Guaymas,
yes.
And the first ice plant, and the first Red Cross. Uh-huh. And the family has this history of social service.
Yes.
They're an exceptional
they're
family.
Very good
interesting.
Family, I would agree.
Yeah.
You know, they were our boat partner for years.
See there?
They're on the up and up.
Yes. Is he there?
See there.
He does.
I hit it.
He's got the insurance
company.
Yeah.
What else did I bring? Let's see.
Back to DirecTV for a minute. Is that still going to happen where they cut off all feeds?
They put it off for next year?
Mm-hmm. I've heard from third party that it's going to be next year.
Another little piece of information.
All right, Irving, what you got?
So Dropbox. I don't know how many people
Dropbox.
Dropbox is a fabulous service.
I keep wondering if that
well, they sent me an email
really
that they're not supporting
or not.
Certain aspects of Dropbox, including the amount of space.
I got
unless you
wire right behind
pay. And it's not that much I pay, but they've been fabulous to me.
Are you out of here?
So, I'm gonna work so they also require now a subscription price.
Wow.
I don't know if they're cutting it off for anybody that's not, but they're not supporting certain aspects of Dropbox, including the amount of space like pictures and all this other stuff. So it's cheap enough, I think, to subscribe to them. With a lot of people using other cloud services, I don't know.
10 o'clock tomorrow, Scott.
Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock tomorrow, that's right. Are you out of here, Russ?
Yep.
Bye.
I have a dumb issue to talk about.
Good.
Okay.
I love dumb questions.
I decided that, well, why don't I use OneDrive?
Right?
Yeah.
So
you've got a terabyte of space because you own the 365, yeah.
So I decided, well, hell, I got two computers, but come to find out, whatever I put in OneDrive goes off the computer. It's not there.
Well, okay, that's...
And then you have to find it.
Well, this actually...
You can find
and you
it, but it's
be
a
online.
Pain in the butt.
Well, okay, this is a misconception that's hard to wrap your head around. The fact that it's in your OneDrive drive does not mean it's off your computer. It is on your computer. It's synchronized on your computer. It's not stored in the location that you used to keep it. Say for example, you had it in My Documents. You literally move it to OneDrive.
The whole My Documents.
Right, and
the whole My Documents.
And move it over to my OneDrive.
OneDrive.
That is synchronizing into cloud space. But no longer do you have things in My Documents. You only have them in the OneDrive drive.
Yeah.
That OneDrive drive is available without internet.
Without
so it's on your computer.
It's on your computer. It's just stored in that folder.
Whoa,
so that it can synchronize with the cloud.
I'm glad I brought that up.
So it's not freeing up any space to
no,
use it.
What's the advantage no, no, it shouldn't.
It's a backup.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, it's not a backup. If you make a change to one of those documents, it's going to change it in the cloud, too. It's not like you have variety. It's not like a backup in that respect.
Okay. Can you pay extra, a little extra to get a backup?
Well, what you could do is you could use your OneDrive as a file history drive, I think, which would maintain copies on. Well, and they do have some kind of backup system so that their OneDrive system doesn't crash and you lose those copies online. But I think the important thing is the distinction is that you feel like you're moving it off of your computer, and you're not. You are moving where it's located on your computer because that's the area that's synchronized with the OneDrive.
So you have to find OneDrive. You know, like when I look through things and
I
can't find
it. Yeah.
Right. Everything that's in that OneDrive folder is available on your computer with or without an internet connection.
Okay. So I can disconnect my internet.
That's right.
And go to OneDrive on my computer and everything will be there.
That's right. Everything that is successfully synchronized will be there. Now, where it gets a little weird is say you go to your other computer and you're working on a OneDrive document there, and you never get your second computer back online, then those changes won't be put on your second computer.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy myself another 1 gig.
A 1 terabyte external hard drive?
Well, and my backup.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fool with OneDrive.
Can file history be linked to the OneDrive drive?
I believe it can. I haven't done it, but I believe it can.
You know file history?
Yeah.
In fact, let me do a quick Google search to see if we're talking about the right thing here.
For like $2 a month, which is called backup.
But to me, file history is so great because every time you change a file, it goes in file history.
Yeah.
That's when we'll get another external hard drive and do that in it.
File history is awesome because it creates that versioning so that you can go to the properties of your document and you can look at, go back in time to each version of that document.
That's what I wanted.
The only pain is it doesn't clean up.
It looks like this works. Restore a previous version of a file in OneDrive.
I have some files that are defined there that are huge, like my PSD files for Outlook that date back years, and I think it's the same for Quicken. And so every so often I have to go in and just delete 50 of those past histories that I say, okay, I don't need them. But I have a dedicated second hard drive in my laptop that does that.
That's what I think I'm going to go to.
So is OneDrive just a cloud? Is that what you use it for?
It's just a backup of everything.
Yeah.
In theory. It's a cloud, basically.
It's an annoying one.
It looks like they've got version history on OneDrive. It's not clear whether it's file history as we understand it in Windows 8 and Windows 10. But they have a OneDrive versioning that you can turn on. Go to OneDrive. Oh, but wait a second. Maybe that's just for business.
I think it is for business.
Commercial. They charge for it.
How does OneDrive do versioning? This is a great topic. I'm gonna get deeper into it later. Let me write a note. Because file history is great. I think everyone should be using file history, and they should be using it with an external hard drive. But what would be great is if the external hard drive could be your OneDrive, because then it would be synchronized. It would be out in the cloud. It wouldn't be dependent on any particular computer to do it. OneDrive. I'm going to make a note here.
Okay,
OneDrive.
So that's another question about Google Photos.
What's the question?
Google Photos, like on my phone.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, all the old photos are showing up on the phone. Now, are they taking up space on the phone or not? Because
at the very least, they're taking up.
But how do you get rid of that?
They're taking up space like a web browser takes up space. Because what you're looking at is a window to the pictures that are on the internet. And so what would be taking up space would be like the same like temporary files that you find in your
pictures, showing them on there. They're really not taking up space.
Well, they're taking up space the same way like your web pages take up space when you're surfing the internet and you're bringing up different periodicals and different.
But when you clear, if you do your clear all the time on your phone, it's clearing all those pages out.
Yeah.
But not, and I noticed that all of a sudden I went into Google Photos and all these old, some stuff that you couldn't even find before because you kept searching or someone brought up something.
I think that the kind of space, if I understand the way the photo app works,
okay,
the kind of space that is being taken up is completely revolving with whatever it is you're currently looking at. So you could be looking at pictures that are from 10 years ago, but only because that's what you happen to be looking at the moment. It's not like those are residing on your phone. In fact, I would bet that you'd have trouble seeing anything except your most recent pictures if you didn't have an internet connection. We should test it to see if
I'll tell you what. I have the listing in my phone of everybody's phone number from cards.
Right.
Okay, and I went to find it.
And it's a photo.
It's a photo. I took a photo of the phone listing, and I went to find it the other day. I searched and searched, and now I just recently did it in the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know when you did it.
I searched and searched and searched, and I couldn't find it. And then all of a sudden it showed up. And I'm thinking, am I nuts? Did I just go buy it?
You looked at something else related
looking
to that
for it? It? Did I just go buy it looking for it? Because you know sometimes when
but you can open it?
At once I found it, I could open it. That wasn't a problem.
You can open it.
But I couldn't find it. And I thought, well, I only did this a few months ago.
It should be there.
It should be there.
But then,
I saw all this really old stuff. And that
at that moment, it is.
At that moment, it is. Okay.
Just like a web page. Well, just like how if you were to read the New York Times, the New York Times is taking space in your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a similar problem. Computers basically work with pages, like a newspaper page. So when you want something from that page, it has to read the entire page to get that hunk of data because that's as small as the computer can read. Now, the fact you got this other hunk, you also got something else that may have been relevant to you, like your phone thing.
Okay, so I was looking for the phone thing, and all of a sudden I see these pictures from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because they were stored on the same page.
But are they taking up memory in your telephone, or are they just
no? They're taking up memory at the moment you're looking at them. Just like if you were to read the Wall Street Journal in a web browser,
that page
is taking up memory in your device. But that page is flushed. There are as you're clearing memory, as regular phone usage goes on, that picture ceases to exist and take up space after you're done with it.
Yes.
Because it's stored in the cloud
through
the photo app. You have access to that cloud of pictures. So it feels like it's in your hand. It actually, the moment you look at the picture, it is in your hand. It's in your phone. You're able to send it off to somebody or make edits to it or save it or whatever. But the moment you're in something else, that memory is flushed to be used for something else.
So if you delete it there, it's not really deleting it.
Well.
Right.
There's a nuance between your experience and technically what's happening.
Yeah.
Because what you're
not really pregnant.
Back to, all apps use this page size. That's why when you format a drive, you say how big, 256 or 4K. So when you delete something, reads a 4K hunk. And if you only want to delete 200 of that, it flags that 200 is no longer in the directory, that you can't get to it, but it's still there. And that's how all these apps do data recovery.
So,
so that's why you have to clear the memory.
So if you were to delete, like say you're in the photo app, the Google, we're talking about the Google Photos app. It's very important we're talking about that photo app.
Yes.
Then you're looking at an inventory of pictures that have been put up in the cloud. And you're looking, your photo app is like a window to the cloud. The moment you bring up a photo, it is in your phone, and it is taking memory. You bring up another photo, that other photo doesn't have to still be in memory. It could have been wiped out and put in its place, this other photo you're looking at. If you were to delete a photo, that would be a delete command that would go to photos in the cloud and say, I no longer want this in my inventory.
How would you make that distinction?
No, you don't. You deal with photos in the cloud as though they're in the palm of your hand.
So I don't actually have to log on to my Google Cloud account.
Well, I would say actually you are logged in because you wouldn't be able to see the photos if you weren't.
That's the question I was going
to
ask.
Yeah, you would have to be logged in to see the photos.
So they're controlling all that.
So why are your pictures on there? That's just my question.
Well, because it's an ongoing, Yeah,
It's like in your phone, you cannot delete your emails. Do you ever notice that?
Yes, I can.
Not in your phone.
Yes, I can.
Not on Google.
I'm not sure what we're talking about now.
It's the same type of thing. You're not really.
That's Google app.
That's a Google app. It's on all the time.
Because each message is very small in that block, which is part of that.
Well, sure. But just like deleting a photo, you could delete an email and it would be gone.
Yes. You can't go and delete whole chunks.
No.
You have to like go in your main computer and delete
individuals.
I don't know about any of that.
Remember how
I'm having this analogy is really breaking down for me. Maybe I know too much, but
there's three different basic ways you can get email. So each one works differently. So it's a very difficult.
I think we're straying way off from the
phone. No, still in your computer. That was what I was. It's like still in your phone.
I think what helps is to make the distinction between the gallery app in your phone. And the Google Photo app in your phone.
Yes.
Because the gallery app is showing you the photos that are physically
in the phone.
Right.
The Google Photos app does not do that.
Well, the gallery app is tied to your camera.
Right, right. Well, it's tied to the storage of your phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have to download the Google Photo app?
No.
You have to install it unless it came pre-installed in your phone.
Pretty much they're installed on the phone.
Well, it depends on the model of phone you're using, whether it's part of that suite of tools that came into it. But like one of the things that with the Google Photo app is that it is making a copy of all the photos that you've taken and putting it up in the cloud at a lower resolution for free. And it's unlimited at a lower resolution. And if you would like it to do the same activities with the highest resolution possible, then you pay for the space to do that. You pay for that service. But the default Google Photo service is for free, and it takes a copy of every photo that you've taken and sticks it up in the cloud.
How do you get that back if you want to get that service back?
Using the same app or going to the Photos webpage. The same app allows you to get access. And here's the thing, maybe this will help make a distinction. If you were to go into your phone through the gallery app and delete all your pictures, your pictures would be gone from your phone. But if you were to, right after that, open up Google Photos, all your pictures would be there. Because they're not on your phone.
Even later.
Because they're not on your phone.
Really on.
They're in the Google Cloud, the photo cloud. And for you to use them, you would have to have internet. They would have to be of a size and weight that they could come down into your phone quick and easy, or you would recognize the experience. If you had a really crappy internet connection, you'd bring up the Google Photos app, and it would take a long time to see the pictures. And if you were to open a picture, it'd take a long time for that picture to open. And if you were able to do, you'd do changes on it and you'd save it, it'd take a long time to get back over to Google Photos. Okay.
And once I did that, I lost 90% of the photos.
Yes, sir.
For some odd reason.
Had you been using Google Photos?
I don't know.
Because that's the distinction. As soon as you start using Google Photos, it starts backing up the phone photos to the cloud.
Did you contribute?
And after that process is finished, then you could delete all those pictures from your phone and they would remain in Google Photos.
So I could go to the App Store and look for the Google Photo app.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see the picture of what it is. And then look on my phone to see if I actually have it.
I think so. And the distinction that you want to be aware of is that unless you don't care about the quality of the photo, then you want to recognize that you've got two different collections of quality of photos. You have the collection that is on your phone that is at the highest quality. It's at the quality you took the pictures at.
The gallery.
And then you also have the collection that Google Photos made for you on their servers, which is a lower quality. I would not want to delete the first collection because all that I would be left with is the lower quality pictures. So I do double duty. I plug my phone into a computer and I let it synchronize all my gallery photos to the computer, which gets caught up in my regular backups. And then I also use Google Photos to maintain a copy of all the photos in their servers for free so that I've got that as a backup. Even though it's a lower quality, it's a good enough, most of the time it's a good enough quality.
What do you use to get between the phone and your computer?
In this case, I'm using both the Microsoft Windows 10 Photos program, and I'm also using my Macintosh Photos program.
I believe I'm still using old Picasa.
Oh. You're using an old version of Picasa.
That's what I have.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and I mean, the nice thing of Linux is it just seizes a hard drive.
Well, yeah, that's what we're talking about. It sees it in Photos, too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't use anything.
You have it all organized. That's all I'm
saying. Well, but what happens is the onus is up to you. Whereas, like, folks that don't understand how to traverse a hard drive looking for photos can plug a phone in, and it'll just automatically suck them out of their phone.
You know, it is a manual, completely manual process.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just seems to me, in terms of people understanding that, you know, if you've used computers for any period of time...
See you, Jim. See you next season.
I do. Probably make it for the last meeting.
Oh, you will? All right, excellent. Great. Well, we'll see you then. Have a good trip. Well, guys, did you have something to add before I shut this down?
While it is a manual activity, it seems that one of the first things that you learn on a computer is how to copy and paste.
Well,
so if I plug my phone in and it just shows up as a drive, yeah, I should know how to copy the things in that folder and paste them over here.
Well, I agree with you.
It is manual.
There is also something to consider. There are photos that end up in your phone from downloads from Facebook. There are photos that end up in your phone from photo editing.
Those are in description.
Well, hold on. Let me finish. There are... photos that end up in your system from apps you're using for photo editing on your phone. There are camera apps that you like, Snapchat and Instagram, that result in having photos on your phone, and they're not necessarily in the same folder that you would expect to find your
phone.
And so for a novice, they're missing photos. And a program like Microsoft Photos, or Macintosh Photos will find all those collections and bring them into your computer. Well, that's another discussion. Let's shut this down because I'm almost the only one at the table. I am Scott Stimson with International Computer Solutions, and if you have computer issues, and I would appreciate it if you would get a hold of me. If you're anywhere on the internet, you can find me through internationalcs.net. Write me at scott@internationalcs.net. You can call our offices at 226-0209. If you are interested in any of these club meetings that we do, we record them for posterity. You can find them on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.sccclub.org. You can also look for us at sccclub.org, where I post tech topics, and we also do a podcast. This is recorded as an audio subscription you can find in iTunes or other places you get podcasts. Just do a search for the San Carlos Computer Club. That's it for now. We got three more meetings before I head to Alaska. I'll see you next Tuesday. Until then, tech on.
Scott, thank you for all your help.
You're welcome, Irving. Are you out of here?
We're leaving this week, and we'll wind up in Alaska on the 15th of May. So.
Oh, wow, you'll be there before me. Yeah. All right. Well, have a good trip, Irving.
I have to go when the fish go. I can't wait to. You're waiting for the... you have another card?
I do.
I've never, ever been in Anchorage, believe it or not. I just fly through.
Oh, I wish I had a bed and breakfast card with me, but you can get a hold of me through my...
Yeah, because if we go, I could stay at your place.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be fine.
El último día va a estar la 14.
Ah, bueno, sí.
Porque ya se van, ¿o qué? Well, hay unos que van.
¿Ya se van?
Yeah. Gary, how are you doing? All right.
what were you talking about 10 o'clock tomorrow?
Oh, Russ needs some help, and so I was setting an appointment with him.
When Quicken connects...
Oh, I'm going to be a real novice at this, but I'll try and sort it through with you.
I think it's trying to find something about their online connection when it first... After you enter your password and ID.
So you're using online Quicken?
No.
Are you a standalone? From what year, just out of curiosity?
Current.
Really? They still have a standalone current version of Quicken?
Well, they sell it with the online thing, but you don't have to turn it on.
Okay.
Okay.
But is it free?
No.
So no. You've purchased a standalone version of Quicken?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I am such a novice at this. I used to use Quicken all the time. I never use it anymore.
I use it for historical stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did I buy this? What did I pay for this 10 years?